So it's time to do this. Time to catch up with this big part of the show.
Hey, boy.
Hey, Guru. How are you, mate?
What's going on?
What's Pepe Le Pewing?
Mate, not much. Not much. I was just thinking of a rhyme I could sing for the song.
Oh,
I was thinking one. I was thinking maybe something like, I had a few schooners and I shared a yarn. Who's that on that dance floor? Oh, it's Hugh McGann.
Hugh McGann.
Oh, the Huey. What's going on?
Oh, I nearly lost it then and fumbled halfway.
Nah, you got there.
I picked it up, back and back. Captain,
Guru, can I ask you this question before we start? I've noticed on your social media, you are now under the name Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Is that rhyming slang for something, or are you a fan, or are you taking the P155 out of him?
Mate, I'm a fan of he's just very awkward, and I just love watching him just talk. I just love, watching how he behaves and then how he reacts to things and that. It's the most odd and different reactions to anyone else I've ever seen in any situation. When he was on the I think it was the Joe Rogan podcast, just watching him answer questions. He did smoke some funny tobacco, actually, so maybe that was a reason for it, but just watching him react to just everyday questions, it was just bizarre watching him go into his own head. He's a funny character.
I see here he's also got a guru. He's got a coin that he supports.
Yes, where's his coin? It's a crypto. Flog coin.
Flog coin.
Is that a new one?
Flog coin. No, I actually like him. I'm not calling him a flog. I just he's mad about that Dogecoin. Well, he keeps tweeting about it, and his cryptocurrency goes from nothing all the way to the friggin' moon and back. So it's just mental, that stuff. I'm back on the crypto train too.
Oh, right.
Heartbreaking loss.
Yeah, I know. You did get robbed.
You've doubled down. That's a real term that has filtered its way into corporate world. Everyone's using the term double down. So what have you doubled down on? Because I feel as though I've missed the boat, Guru, but I'd love to be involved in some capacity.
Well, mate, I reckon the go is to get on some of the altcoins, so not on the Bitcoin. Yeah, I feel like that'll still go up, but if you missed it before it was, when it was really cheap, if you missed that, there's some of these side coins. A bloke's tipped me into SafeMoon. Everyone's talking about it's gone a bit crazy. I don't know. It feels a bit scammy, but if you can afford to chuck a little bit on it like you just do for a bet, just do that and see what happens. And also, there's an opposing coin to that called Not SafeMoon. So SafeMoon with Not N-O-T in front of it, and it's that's kind of climbing at the moment too. So, yeah, I don't know. It's if you're day trading and you're right onto it and you're betting big bucks, you can make it. Sometimes people are chucking on a couple of hundred and checking it a few weeks later, and it's up into the 50,000, 60,000. It's crazy, man.
Hey, Guru, I don't know if you saw the press conference. It wasn't a press conference, just doing an interview. Young Kyle Flanagan yesterday. Did you see that where he broke?
I did.
Yeah. I mean, as you were a young 19-year-old coming into the game, and a lot of pressure on you, did obviously with your old man being a one of the Parramatta legends, could you feel for what was going on with Kyle?
I just felt like it was unnecessary for him to have to go and speak to them like that. It was such a big, quiet moment and very awkward moment for him, and then all of a sudden he's just getting hammered by the press. I don't know, just as a human thing, looking at that situation, if you're an alien looking down, it looks weird that there's this poor young kid just standing there getting hammered with all lights in his face, and cameras in his face. I don't know, it was obviously very tough to do, so hats off to him for fronting. That's not an easy thing to do when he seems to be quite of a shy fella too, a little bit of a nice and quiet kind of fella. I'm not sure what he's like around the boys and that, but yeah, it made it a little bit tough to watch. I felt like he didn't have to go through that.
Do you reckon, Guru, the kids these days, is it harder for them or far harder for them, do you think? Because they're coming off games and they're looking at their names on social media and everyone's putting the slipper in. And it does skew towards negativity. Anyone who – we do it here with the show. If we have a negative topic, the board melts down. People want to talk about negative stuff. That's just the way people are. But do you feel like it's much harder for the young punks than what we went through?
I do, mate. I do think it's much harder if no one talks about it, they don't address it. Like, be ready for these comments that are coming at you. Like the worst of the worst. There's some of these people on these keyboard warriors, the stuff they say, it's so personal. Like, and it's so hard to ever say anything back because you know nothing about them. They know everything about you, and they're just coming at you from all these angles. And, you know, a few of them jump on, and next minute you're getting bullied. And if you're not ready for it, if you don't have thick skin and you're not prepared for it, I'm sure, like, psychologically over time, it can really wear a bloke down, especially a young bloke coming up. And he's only ever known social media also. Like, they haven't known any different. Me, I saw it come in. It was weird. It was, like, not there, and then it was there. These kids have only known social media. So, yeah, and to think not to have it and not to participate in it, but they'd be outcasts in amongst their peers and stuff. So, yeah, I reckon it's much harder today, mate, than it was for even myself. And then before, it'd be even easier for the guys when it was never around.
Do you think it might be wise, or do you think it might come in down the track that an NRL club might say, right, while you are playing for this club or during the season, you're not able to look at social, or you've got to pull your social media down?
Well, I guess it's maybe going to get to that for certain players. Like, how can you police it? Because these guys all have their own accounts. They're going on there and whatever they're doing. And I guess you can disable comments. That's one thing they could do. Maybe if they're going to post while they're contracted to a club, disable your comments, put your posts up, but there's no comments. Because honestly, mate, the comments, some of it is filth. Like, you know, the worst one's Twitter. Twitter's like where everyone goes to be angry and vent or something, compared to, say, Instagram seems to be a bit more fun, and Facebook's like there's a few old whinges and that or whatever on there. But Twitter seems to be just like, mate, if you look at NRL Twitter, there's players and coaches and just people involved in the game getting absolutely smacked and hammered all day long. It's just so negative. It's just a cesspool. It really is.
So, but Gu, I've seen you on Twitter and people have a go at you, and I know that I know what you're like. You're just taking the piss out of them, but they reply back. If you weren't as strong-willed as, say, you are, is it worth having social media for these young
mate,
players? And not even in rugby league. I'm just saying just people who are in the public eye.
Yeah, well, it's hard because if they don't, then other people, like, it helps with their business too. That's the thing. Having all those eyeballs on your account, it really helps you with promotional stuff and you know, getting work outside of whatever else it is you're doing. You know, you can post things for other brands and they pay a percentage of, and if you send people to a link in their bio, they pay a percentage. So just all of a sudden cut that arm off, you know, a young entrepreneurial kind of young athletes, cutting that away from him, it's a quite a big thing too. I think they should just maybe focus on teaching these kids, like maybe showing them stuff that I write back or whatever, and showing them that you don't have to take it so seriously. It's just all a big piss take.
Yeah.
If you really take it to heart, like, it's hard, I guess, with some things they write, but if you're going to really take that to heart, then you shouldn't be on it. You really shouldn't be on it because it's brutal.
And, of course, this week, Guru, another young Parramatta player follows the footsteps of a famous father involved with the club, so young Jacob Arthur. What sort of pressure would he be feeling this week?
Yeah, mate, a little bit of pressure. I feel sorry. Wouldn't it suck if your coach was your old man?
Oh,
I reckon that would just suck. Honestly, that'd be awful. Like, and you're always wondering, like, oh, what are the boys thinking? They're thinking I'm getting favours and then all this stuff. I'd absolutely hate that. And what if you were someone like Brett Mullins? You wouldn't be able to sneak in your little pre-game durries too while your head coach is around at home.
And
he
also
used to lock himself into the furthest away cubicle while the reserve grade was on and punch him into him. Old Mullows.
What a player, eh?
Oh, mate, he was the best. That year
I used to pick him up in the morning
for
training. He was staying at the Thoroughbred Motel in Ramwick near the racetrack there. And I used to pick him up in the morning. He'd just be reeking a cigarette. So I'd go, oh, what'd you have for brekkie, Mullows? He goes, cup of tea, dude, two darts every morning.
He used to have, a smoke darts at half time.
Was he a good trainer or just an absolute Thoroughbred?
Just a Thoroughbred.
Yeah.
Just. But because he came for that one year when Sticky
won the comp. Yeah.
But that was playing out of his skin because he was over in England and they were going to him. This is typical Mullows because he struggled over there.
Yeah.
And the whole Leeds Rhinos crowd go, what a waste of money. He would run right over to them and tap his back pocket as if saying he had money, like do the dollar sign. Like,
oh, yes.
Oh, he's a champion, mate. He was playing like I was trying to get his position and I was picking him up for training. He's smoking darts and having tea for breakfast and I'm trying to be a professional at that stage. And it was just, you couldn't hate him. He was just the most lovable bloke. Now, how good was he in the 90s when they did them chip and chase and he'd just catch it on the floor and just race it. And he swerved that he had. He'd just get away from anyone and come anywhere near him. It was unbelievable to watch.
And he didn't eat. Like, that first year, Sticky brought in, it was just starting to where clubs would bring in a catering, like a truck. All the clubs do it now. They've all got kitchens.
Yeah.
He wouldn't eat.
No.
Just have a couple of darts.
He's a unique athlete. Just a real wiry, quite strong without, he didn't really train for it so much, but just a big, fast, strong freak of nature.
And could fight.
Well, I was thinking about who he may resemble these days in the NRL. Probably the closest would be Turbo, wouldn't it? Would that be the closest?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
Turbo
wiry
like
build.
Probably a new model, a version of Mullo. That's a great call, JC, yeah.
Anything doing your head in, Guru?
Mate, a lot of things doing my head in. Yeah, Google. Well, our business just went dead stop for 3.5 weeks.
What happened?
Dead stop, because we're on Google and there's this glitch. We found out, we didn't know what was going on for the first few days, and we found out there's this glitch in Google, and it's happening in America. Businesses' locations are getting moved from wherever they are right to the middle of the country. So people in America were getting moved to Nevada, and we got moved to Northern Territory. So when anyone Googled our name, we wouldn't even show up.
Oh. So we, are they Russells? Do you know Russells of, the Russells are involved?
Packers.
The Russells.
Russell
the
Packers, yeah. The Gene Hackers.
Yeah, the Russells are all over it, I think. Yeah. Like, that's what I thought at first. I thought I might be a rival company trying to get in and do the Russell on us, but it ended up being, they had a glitch, and you're at the mercy of Google. They don't write back to you for days, and you're just going to sit there and wonder and hope they turn your business back on.
Wow.
And what's happened?
So she's back on. She's been on for a few days, and straight away the phone starts ringing. I was like, oh, I better make a plan B in case that happens again.
That's what you do. You Google, don't you? Like, you listen to the radio and you hear Guru talking about the marquees, yep, and you would Google it. That's what you would do.
Yeah, you usually Google it. And unless you're paying, through the nose for ads, if you type it in marquee, I see it being our name, we usually pop up. But for some reason, we're in the Northern, in GAHN, GAHN, in the Northern Territory.
Before we let you go, Goo, yesterday we had a topic and it was name the shittest town you've ever been to or lived in or visited. Tell us, what is the shittest town or suburb that you've ever been to?
Well, this could cause fights.
No, we were doing it yesterday. We love fights.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't know what it's like these days, but Ayds isn't the nicest place.
Ayds?
If you've ever been out to Ayds, A-I-R-D-S. Yeah.
I've never been to Ayds.
Yeah.
Get out there on a Sunday, bring the kids out, go for a drive around the cul-de-sacs of Ayds. There's a street there called Southdown. If you want to have a duck up there, I've got a few old friends up there to come and say good day. But it's one of those places you kind of stay away from at night time, I'd say.
Is there a bloke called Sharpie who lives there? Anyway, we appreciate this, Guru. I'll leave you on this. There's a text message here. Personally, I can't stand social media. I don't know how they deal with it. I don't get on it. In my day, the only social media is what was written in the pub toilets on the dunnies. There you go.
On the back of the toilet doors.
I've seen some interesting verses on those dunnies.
Yes.
Looking for a good time? Ring this number. 0464.
Yes. Anyway, thank you very much, Guru.
Have a good one, fellas.